I don't think people realize that the word for eye in every single European language can be traced back to the exact same origin. It all starts with the Proto-Indo-European root ig, which originally had this sort of H-like sound at the end. That was dropped in Germanic families, but turned into a vowel in Latin and Greek, giving us the word ego, or ego in English. However, in the Romance languages, the G was then also dropped, giving us words like io in Portuguese, or io in Italian. Meanwhile, a lot of the other Romance languages went on to palatalize that first vowel, turning it into more of a y sound, like Spanish yo. But in the same way that some Argentinian Spanish speakers will actually pronounce that sh, French also turned that first palatal sound into a fricative consonant, j, which then later became je. At the same time, something totally different was happening in the Germanic language family, which, if you'll remember, had dropped that last vowel a long time ago. Instead, we got the words ich and ik in German and Dutch, while English additionally lost that last consonant to glottalization, turning it into ich and then I and eventually I. Separately, the Slavic language family went through a whole bunch of changes to go from ik to is to yaz to ya in languages like Russian and Serbian, but you'll still note the same kind of palatalization that happened with Spanish yo. That means that all of these words are completely related to each other, and they only look different because they went through normal sound change processes, which is crazy.